Okay, this week's parasha is Parashas Vayigash. Yeah? So it says, Vayomer Elokim LeYisrael, B'marot HaLayla. Yeah? And God spoke to Yisrael, i.e. Yaakov, right? B'marot HaLayla, in the visions of the night. Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov, and he said, Yaakov Yaakov, God said, Yaakov Yaakov. Yaakov answered and said, Hineni. In anava, in a way of humility, behold, I am in front of you. Yesh lahakshot. There is to ask a question here, says the Ben Ishchai. Me'acha she'izkiru b'shem Yisrael. Since he was mentioned in the name of Yisrael, because it says Vayomer Elokim liYisrael, God spoke to Yisrael, right? Lama lo karo ata b'shem Yisrael. Why did he know when he called him? Why didn't he call him Yisrael, right? Instead, Ela Karo B'Shem Yaakov, he called him Yaakov. So why did he change it from Yisrael to Yaakov? Yeah? Gam Lama Kafal Shemom, why he doubled the name, Yaakov, Yaakov. Nearly B'Siyat Dishmai, says the Ben Ischai, it seems to me with the help of heaven, the Mefurash B'Katuv, it's explicit in the Pasuk, Shehayu Dvarim Eilu Eilab B'Marot HaLayla, that this that was spoken was at night, in the visions of night. V'yadua sh'alayla hu b'chinat shem ben. That night is this concept of ben. Ben is this concept of the shechina, the nekeva, right? Ben's also a concept of din. Din of the malchus din. It's the expression of the malchus, right? V'usod bat sheva. It's the concept of bat sheva, right? What does it mean, bat sheva? It means Batsheva represents the lower Malchus, right? Elisheva represents the higher Malchus. So he's saying it represents night is when the Malchus is Birida, in a lower Malchus. It's less of a Malchus. The Malchus doesn't have its higher form. It's not completely built. It's going down into the lower worlds. So he says that's the sword Batsheva. So it says, Ushtei pa'amim Yaakov ole Shin Samach Dalet, right? Yaakov, in Gematria of Yaakov, twice, yeah? Is Shin Samach Dalet. Kaminyan, which is the minyan of Sheva Pamim Ben. Seven times Shem Ben, right? Because Ben is 52. Seven times five is 350. Right? Sorry, seven times is 50 is 350. And seven times two is 14, which is Shin 364, yeah? V'lachein, and Sheva Pamim Ben represents Bat Sheva, because the Bat's the Malchus, right? And Sheva Pamim Ben represents the Malchus of Bat Sheva. The Shem Ben represents, the Shem Havaya has four forms of, like, expression. So there's what's called Shem Av, which is, there's a milui, that you fill in the yud, so if you Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, right? He is He Yud, right? So it's a milu Yud. Vav is Vav Yud Vav, right? Then the last He is He Yud. That's called milu Yud, that's Shem Av. That represents Chochma. Then you have the next one, it represents Binus, Shem Sag. That's milu Yud and Alephim. It's apart from the Vav, Aleph, Vav in the middle, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's the same as Shem Av. Then you have Shema, which represents Tiferet, right? Represents what's called the represents like Yaakov, Yisrael, the male section. And then the Malchus, which is the final expression of Shema, it's called Milua Hei, because Malchus itself is Hei. Ha Lachmania. Hei means expression. Hei. Hei Lach. Here it is. It means expression. So Hei is the milu of Hashem is the expression of the Hashem. Is an expression. So when it's a milu of Hei, it's the expression of Malchus of Hashem Havaya. So Shem Ben, right, is Yud, Vav Dalet, that's the milu of Yud. But it gets Hei Hei. And Vav is Vav Vav. And then it's Hei Hei at the end. That's and the gematria of that milu is Shem Ben, is Ben, which is 52. And that's a representation of the Malchus. V'lachein, kevan shamalo b'marot alai. He told him this at the visions of night, a period of night, right? We say night represents a time of din. Shu bechina shem ben, which represents the bechina of shem ben. Ben, we explained, is the malchus, right? Lekach v'yomer Yaakov Yaakov. It says Yaakov Yaakov. Why? Because Yaakov is the lower shame for Yisrael. Nighttime is always represents the galus. So Yaakov is the lower shame, is the shame of galus. That's why v'yetze Yaakov. That's the parasha v'yetze is when Yaakov goes into galus. It says Yaakov. When Yaakov defeats the Sarah Shel Esav, which is Latid Lavo, that's going to be the final destruction of Esav and the Yetzara, so it's called Yisrael. Because that's Yaakov comes to its highest point when Yaakov comes to Geula, right? When you go from the Golos, comes to Geula. Okay, so now it says, Vayakov, Yaakov, twice, right? Shuhu Mispa Sheva Pamim Ben. That's the Gematria. Seven times Ben. Like you said above, Yaakov represents Shin Samach Dalet, yeah? Which is 364. So it says now, Besod Bat Sheva. This is the concept of Bat Sheva. So we're representing that this nighttime, the Gilu of the Malchus at nighttime, is this Bat Sheva, the lower Malchus. Or Yuvan, the Siyata Dishmaya, or we understood with the help of heaven. Karo Yaakov Yaakov, ki b'chol shem yesh mishpeshtei shiluvim. With every name, there's a number of these two shiluvim. Shiluv means when you put one name, you intertwine one name, one letter of one name with the other name, right? Havaya Adni, v'Adni Havaya. Right? There's two ways you could put first the Havaya Adni, which is really a shiluv of the shem. It's an intertwining of the names when those names, there's two aspects to you put. First, the higher name with the lower name, and then which is Havaya. And Adni is the lower name, represents the Malchus. Havaya represents the Tiferes, so to speak. And there's another Shiluv of Adni Havaya, which is the lower Shiluv. It's in Sfarim, it's written that the higher Shiluv is a Shiluv, it's a more internal Shiluv. And the lower shiluv is a more external. It's called pnimius or chitzonius, more internal, external. Okay. Or mispa hakol, and the gematria of both the shiluvim, i.e. twice havaya and twice adni, right? Ole shin samach dalet has the gematria of shin samach dalet. Yeah. Adni by itself is 65, and havaya by itself is 26. So two adnis is 130, and two havayas is 52. So you have 182, yeah? So 182, and then he says the Ben Ishchai, u'mispa hakol. You have the two shiluvim and the mispa of all of them, right? In other words, you double it. Ole shin samach dalet. Kedei lishmo oto ba'ar b'shiluvim elu, right? In order to guard it in these four shiluvim, shebeshem Yaakov Yaakov, mina satan, Shu mispa shin samach dalet. I.e. Satan is the gematria shin samach dalet. Does it mean that each shem havaya adni and adni havaya goes with each word Yaakov, right? Which represents the Bat Sheva, the lower, like Yaakov and Rachel, right? They themselves together represent the Malchus. They themselves, in a certain sense, they themselves together are the Malchus. When Yisrael and Rachel and Leah, that's a higher persona, that's a higher level. But Yaakov and Rachel, to a certain extent, represent the Malchus. This is the lower Malchus, Bat Sheva. So he's saying that Havaya Adni, and Adni Havaya, which is Mitgaleh, and which also represents the Gematria of Yaakov, and that's said twice, is the gematria Shin Samach Dalet. And why is it said? Why you need the Shin Samach Dalet? Because these Shemot, right, protect Yaakov mina Satan. I represent, protect the Malchus when it goes down into the lower worlds at night, right, from the Satan. Shu mispa Shin Samach Dalet. Ki derech ha-Satan l'katreg b'shat ha-sakana. It's the way of the Satan to be mekatreg, chas v'sharam to affect the person at the time of sakana. B'yitziyat adam l'derech, when a person goes on his ways. B'frat b'yiridat Mitzrayim. B'frat, now Yaakov is coming down to Egypt, right? It's very, very interesting because in a certain sense, Yaakov's coming down to Egypt. It also represents Ne'er Chanukah. I mean, it's in the parashas of Chanukah. Ne'er Chanukah is when it goes down in the derech. Right. Ne'er Chanukah represents Yaakov in the Golas. Ne'er Shabbos represents Yaakov in Geula. Represents the Malchus in Geula. That's why it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Rosh Hashanah Yochid represents Yehudo Shel Olam, the Yehud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And Rosh Hashanah Rabbim represents the Rabbim, you know, when you go into, which is Chanukah, it represents the multitude, the mixed multitude. You have all the Psule Kahal. Like Rashi says, Talmudoy represents the Psule Kahal. That's what Rashi says in Yevamos. It's a mixed multitude. So, like, the Erev Rav, yeah, everyone. Erev Rav means mixed. It's the mixed multitude, yeah. So, Ne'er Chanukah, Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, and that's what Ne'er Chanukah, the purpose was, to be mevarer, to bring back all the lost, the sheva, all the shvarim, all the broken vessels, all the broken nitzotzot, all the dusha that, yeah. That's the Or v'Shemesh says that. That's he went down to Mitzrayim to do that. This Yetzir the Derech is going down to Egypt is not only at the time of, you know, the Yaakov. It represents when the Shekhinah goes down into the lower worlds. The worlds, the Meitzarim, you know, the worlds of Ra, and that's happened every night. Just Ne'er Chanukah, you have a bigger light to mivare more down in the lower worlds. You understand? Even though Ne'er Chanukah is Bechinas Yosef, but Dukno Shel Yosef is also the same Dukno as Yaakov. Like Yaakov is the Eish, is the spark or the Eish, and Yosef is the Lava, it's the flame that comes from the Eish. So that's Ne'er Chanukah. But Yaakov, every night, it's the Shekhinah. Yaakov Aroch, the Shekhinah goes down into the lower world to Mevara the Birurim for Klal Yisrael for the next day. Va'od nearly, says the Benish Chai, B'siyat Dishmaya, Ma Shebacha Ata Likar'o B'Shem Yaakov. He's giving now another reason why. The first reason was, we said, because it represents the lower, it's nighttime, the Marot HaLaila. So it represents the lower Malchus, right? And that Malchus needs protection. And that protection comes in this Gematria, Yaakov Yaakov, which represents the Shem, Havai Adni. Also, the lower Malchus is when Yaakov's on his lower level, right? And he gets the special protection of Shem, Havai Adni. And Adni Avai, when he goes down to Mitzrayim, or when he goes down, like we were saying, in the lower worlds. For Odni early, B'siyata Dishmai, says the Ben Ish Chai, Ma Shebacha Ata Lekor'o B'Shem Yaakov. What they want to call him now, Yaakov. Why? The Yadua, Ma Shekatfu HaMekubalim, B'Pasuk, V'Yifga B'Makom. It's known what the Kabbalists say about the Pasuk, V'Yifga B'Makom. Why? The Yaakov, Imakolel, Ha'otiyot, Kuf Pei Vav, right? You have Kuf of Yaakov. You have Ayin and Yud is Pei. And the base and the four letters of Yaakov is the Vav. Kaminyan Makom. Kuf Pei Vav is Minyan Makom. Yeah? Because two mems is Pei. Yeah? So it's Kaminyan Makom. Adkan Divrehem. So it says, so the concept of Yaakov is Vivga b'makom, right? Makom is the gematria of Yaakov, with the kolo, yeah? V'yine Yisrael mishulashim b'shlosh madregot shel kedusha. They have three levels of kedusha. Shem Kohanim, within the Jewish people, there's three levels of kedusha. Kohanim, the Levim, v'Yisraelim, yeah? V'shilush zeh hu shleimut shelahem, and this Shilush, these three, you know, these three levels, yeah, is their shleimut. Kumo sha'amru rabotayna zichron al-rachon, like our rabbis teach us, Barich rachmana dihiv orian tlita'ai la'am tlita'ai. What does it mean? Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave orian his lights, his three lights, to people who are three. What does that mean? V'yadua sh'Yisrael nikrim goy gadol. Klal Yisrael kol goy gadol. We say, mi goy gadol. Yeah? K'mo sh'ama Hashem yitbarach l'Avram Avinu. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, v'eserecha ala goy gadol, make you into a goy gadol. Goy means a nation, a complete nation. A nation, not nations of the world aren't called goy. Only Klal Yisrael are called goy. Because a goy means it's like, it's an yichud. V'uktiv, v'yishem, v'yisham l'goy gadol. You be there, you be a big people. V'uktiv, ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav. Who's this big people who has God so close to him? So we see from these psukim, the Klal Yisrael referred to a goy gadol, this big people, the united big people. V'ine, shlosh pa'amim goy gadol, three times goy gadol, that's mentioned in these psukim, is keneged kohanim, levinim, Yisrael. Ole mispa kuf pei vav. So the gematria goy gadol, three times goy gadol, represents kuf pei vav. How's that? So you see lamed and vav and dalad, right? Vav dalad is 10, so lamed and dalad, it's 30, it's 40. Now you have the 10 of the yud, right? That makes it 50. And then you have 2 gimels is 6 and another vav, so that's 12. So you have 62, right? 3 times 62 is 186, which is kapav. Kaminyan Yaakov, that's the minion of Yaakov, like we said before. Yaakov with the kodel, with the 4 tiot, right? Shusod kapav mispa makom. That's the concept of makom. Kmo shekatfu hamakubalim zal, v'lechein af al pi shekaro b'shem Yisrael. Even though he was called b'shem Yisrael, lo nitbatel shem Yaakov. The name Yaakov was still intrinsic to his name. T'chavivhu, it's dear to him. Shebo nirmas shleimut Yisrael. In that name is represented the shleimut of Klal Yisrael b'shlosh madrigot. The three madrigot, which is represented in these three times goy gadol. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. So the Shem Yaakov, with the kolo, with its four letters, which is kapav, is the gematria of three times goy gadol, which is the shleimus of Klal Yisrael, in these three dagas of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Right? Shehem, shlosh pamim goy gadol. Valkain, right, like we said. Valkain, therefore, Ata sheba levasro, comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu, comes to tell him, Al tira mirda Mitzrayim, don't be frightened when you go down to Egypt, ki legoy gadol asimcha sham, you there is the place where you're going to become this goy gadol. There is going to be the place, that's going to be the lady of Klal Yisrael. Lekach karu b'shem Yaakov, that's why he called him the name of Yaakov. Shehu mispa shlosh pamim goy gadol, that's three times goy gadol. Sheyesh lezaro, that's going to come from going down to Egypt, and ultimately the geula from Egypt, the building of Klal Yisrael, the lady of Klal Yisrael, where you're going to have the shleimus of Klal Yisrael, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim coming from this lady in Mitzrayim, right? And that's why he called Yaakov Hashem Yaakov Shu Mispag Shlosh Pamim Goy Gadol, like we said, Sheyesh Lezaro, that it's going to be in his people, these three levels. Right, that represents the shleimus of Klal Yisrael, the completion of Klal Yisrael. Shem mispa shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's also the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gematria of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hanikra Mokum. One of the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Mokum. K'minyan shlosh pa'amim goy gadol. With the minyan, three times goy gadol. V'lachein Yisrael hem am tlitai. Klal Yisrael hem a people of three levels. Shemishulashim b'shlosh pamim goy gadol. They have three times mentioned in Chumash, right? This concept of goy gadol. Shem keneged kahanim, levim, v'yisraelim. V'gam ha-Torah, he orient litai. The Torah has these three lights, so to speak, these three expressions. Shemishuleshet b'Torah, nevim, k'tuvim. Has the Torah, right? Torah's Moshe, nevim, all the Nevi'im that Klal Yisrael had, and the Ksuvim are the three expressions of the Torah. V'lekach haTorah likrat emet, shehem otiyot mishulashim. The word emet, truth, is mishulashim, i.e. Aleph Barosh, the beginning of Torah's emes, is called Torah of truth, right? It's balanced, it's the beginning, the head. Umem be'emse, mem is in the middle of the alphabet, and taf is the besof, the end, right? So it explains, v'gam Yisrael nikra b'shem emes. Also, Klal Yisrael are called emes, in what sense? Bavu shilush ha-kedusha ha-nimtza bam. This concept of these three levels of Kedusha that's in them, i.e. Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. V'od gam ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Also Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nikra Emet. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the Chotem of Emet. He represents this concept of Emet. From him comes all the truth, right? He represents that. Tichtiv, V'Hashem Elokim Emet, right? The Malchuto, that is kingship, Mishuleshet, has these three concepts, Bahaya, Hove, V'Yiyeh, right? Has in Kadosh Baruch Hu represents emes in all three levels, in the past, present, and the future, right? The Kudshe Brich Hu V'Oraita, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, Yisrael, Kulo Chad, they're all one. Even the Shilush of Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah and Yisrael, right? They all come from this one Yichud. V'Lakach, and therefore, Anachnu Maskiri B'chol Yom, Malchuto, we mentioned his Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shilush. We always mentioned it in three levels. Ki Noma Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech. When we say Hashem Melech, it means Hashem is king now. Hashem Malach, he was king in the past. Hashem Yimloch, he will be king in the future, right? When it will be revealed his Malchus in the future. V'yadua, the Shevach Zeh, Hu Nora V'Nisgav. This is a tremendous praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Du Kolel Kol Tikkun Ha'Esa Sfirot. In this praise that we say every day, it includes in it the fixing of all the Esa Sfirot. Mi'Chochma Ad Malchus. From Chochma Ad Malchus. Yeah? V'Kaniska B'Sha Kavanot. Like it mentioned, B'Sha Kavanot. Okay? So he's saying, why is it mentioned? What's the remez of this pasuk? What's the remez of this? There's a few reasons why we say Yaakov, Yaakov, because it's nighttime. And the Bechinus of Yaakov, the lower level of the Malchut, which is Bat Sheva. And within the Shem Yaakov, you have the Shem Havaya Adni, Sigmatri Havaya Adni, or Adni Havaya, right? Which is the protection when Yaakov goes into Galus, when the Shekhinah goes down every night into the lower worlds, yeah? And then we're saying that the word Yaakov, with its four letters, represents Kapo, Kuf Peivav, which is Gematria Mokom, right? Which is the shame of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it represents the Shilush, the three concepts of Klal Yisrael, which is three times mentioned, Goy Gadol, in the Chumash, yeah? In the Torah, it's mentioned three times, which is, Goy Gadol three times, is this Gematria of Kapo, which is the Gematria of Yaakov, which represents the three levels, and the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael, which is Kahanim, Levim, and Nevi'im, yeah? So you said, that what is the Kahanim, Levim, Yisrael, means Kli, it's the vessel in which Klal Yisrael receives its Shleimus. Very nice. And that's why it's mentioned, this concept of this Shilush of Klal Yisrael, because now Yaakov going down to Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him not to be frightened, because there in Mitzrayim is going to be built Klal Yisrael. From Mitzrayim is going to be revealed the Shilush of Klal Yisrael, these three Goy Gadols that are going to come out from Klal Yisrael, i.e. Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. And he says the last thing is that these three concepts of Goy Gadol is connected also three aspects of the Torah, which is Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And that's why he said the Torah is called Emet. Why is the Torah called Emet? Because the word Emet is Mishulash. The first letter, Aleph, the last letter Taf, and the middle letter Mem. So the Shilush of the word Emet, right, comes from this aspect of Torah. The Torah itself is Meshulash. Torah has Torah's Moshe, Nevi'im, after Moshe, and it has the Ksuvim that were written down. That's less of a Gilui of Nevi'im. It's like Ruach HaKodesh, but it's not Nevuah. And just as Israel is called Emet, right? So too, a Kodesh Baruch was also called Emet. I mean, he's the Shorish of what Emet, Hashem Elokim Emet. And his Malchus is expressed in the past, Haya Hovev Yeh. That's why we say this tremendous praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, his Malchus is represented in Hashem Melech, that he's Melech now, in the present, Hashem Malach in the past, and Hashem Yimloch in the future. And this Shilush of Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, is a tremendous tikkun of all the Esses Sfirot, Michochma ad Malchus, like it's represented in the Shah Kavana. So what's the tikkun? That tikkun is, through the mention and the accepting of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus in past, future, and present, by saying Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, where that Kabbalah's Malchus in a complete way by man, by Israel, brings on a fixing in all of the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, of the Malchus in the world, from Chochmah ad Malchus. And that's what's written, he says, B'Sha'a Kavanas.